Okay, this is it. Let's go. Episode 16 on papaya, because I love papaya, and especially because of its benefits and its taste and its versatility. I am fascinated with it, and I want to tell you all about it. Maybe you know by the color that it might have some lycopene, it might have some beta carotene, some vitamin C, and you would be right. So it's good for what? For your skin, for your immunity, and I love the fact that it's absolutely amazing for our gut. Not just because of the papain and other enzymes that are proteolytic and amylase, that would be for carbs, and also for fats would be a lipase. It has different enzymes, but the one that we usually focus on is papain. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it where you're from, but basically it's spelled P-A-P-A-I-N. So this enzyme is super powerful to digest almost anything, I would say. So when we eat lots of food and maybe heavy foods, papaya is amazing. In fact, I would even advise you to eat papaya every single night because it works wonders for your digestion, elimination. You know I'm all about fiber as prebiotics, so I've done some research on papaya, and you could guess it has mostly soluble fiber. I don't know the exact proportion. I haven't found that yet, but it's about 5 grams per serving. I've found differences, like one says for 2 cups, another says for 1 cup, but you can get 5 grams easily from papaya. So that's an excellent idea for you to get that gut microbiota to be better populated with your good bacteria, such as bifidobacteria. Is that how you say it? Bifidobacteria would be in Spanish or in Latin for that matter. So I'm getting in the computer because I have a lot of notes on this, and I was just postponing and procrastinating, but it wasn't because I didn't want to do it. It's because I have so much information in my head, and I'm like, okay, let me simplify it for my friends so that they know that papaya is an excellent recommendation, not just for its fruit, the flesh that is so yummy, but also because of its leaves, its seeds. You could even eat the peel if you know it's organic. In fact, it's one of those fruits that is very, very low in pesticides, even if you don't buy it organic. So, I mean, what more could you ask for from a fruit that I'm growing, by the way, and I'm super excited about growing it because, well, I learned more about gardening, which I didn't know anything about. I'm just learning, you know, but I'm a work in progress, and it's fun because last year I planted some and now they're super tall, so I have to get on a huge ladder or a long ladder, a tall one anyway, plus another extension in order just to pick some of the riper papayas. And sometimes they fall on my head, so it's not, no, I'm just kidding, not on my head, but you know, they fall on me and it's kind of dangerous, so I like to take risks. And at the same time, I'm learning. I'll tell you the person who says it, actually, it's a YouTube channel that I learned from, how to bend the papaya so that the papaya tree, so that you can actually pick the fruit from a really tall one. In my case, that I have some like that already. But also, there's other YouTube channels that I could refer to that have taught me how to keep a papaya plant relatively short so that you can always pick the fruit. In fact, if you're into organic gardening and if you're getting excited about the way that you can have papaya at home, whether you live in an apartment or a house, you could even have it inside. I mean, it's amazing. You can grow it in pots. And that is, I think, an excellent idea for you to be eating papaya every day if possible, which is something that I'm starting to do myself. So I'm going to dive in the references that I have for you. Basically telling you eat it because its prebiotic fibers are excellent to feed your natural probiotics that are in your gut. And therefore, number one recommendation of fruit, or top, I don't know if lemon would be most, but it's one of my favorite fruits to recommend for your healthy gut because I'm your abs coach from the inside out. Inside meaning your mindset, yes, and your microbiota, okay? Okay, as I read off some really good references, I will remind you that this is not totally comprehensive. I mean, there's a lot of information that I won't cover here, but we could go on to future episodes in which I will be analyzing every single subject. Like, for instance, did you know that papaya leaves actually cure dengue, malaria, I didn't know that. So I'm learning, and as I learn, I like to teach. And also, I remind you that you have to think for yourself. It's important so that you can question everything I say, or you can question any reference that I may even recommend to you, because we're always a work in progress. Again, it's not just with our bodies getting fit, you know, it's with our nutrition. I used to not eat, supposedly I ate healthy, but I didn't eat as well as I eat now. And I bet you that within a year, I'll be eating even better. I mean, more optimized microbiome, because I'm more conscious of what everything, of what goes into my body. The drinks, the foods, the mind errors, you know, the thinking errors that we may have. That's why I love being a life coach, because we're always analyzing those as well before letting just anything permeate into our bodies. It's like, okay, wait, is this good for me? Is this a useful thought? Yes or no? Same thing with our foods. Is this a useful food for my gut microbiome? And if it's not, then I would probably forego it. Like, I don't drink much alcohol. Actually, none. Only once in a while. I would say every 6 months I might have a drink or two. I don't think it even gets to two. And I, of course, I don't smoke. And, you know, I just have better habits as we go along. And yes, I am still a night owl, so it's not like I have changed that in particular. But, you know, as I always say, you decide what works for you. And what works for me right now is kind of to be a night owl. And you can hear me excited and healthy. So far, so great. So, research, talking about papaya, right? Has shown that papaya's fiber content has prebiotic effects on the gut microbiome. Okay, as I said, a study published in the Journal of Nutritional Science and Vitaminology found that papaya extract increased the growth of Bifidobacterium, a beneficial bacteria. You see right there, it's in plural, in the gut. Another study published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry found that papaya pulp, I like that because it's more natural than the extract. The pulp of papaya, you know what I call the flesh as well, contains a high concentration of oligosaccharides. It's a type of prebiotic fiber. So we could guess that that's one of the fibers. And of course, gums, pectins, mucilage, most probably. But it's not just about promoting the growth of beneficial bacteria. Papaya's fiber content can also help regulate the balance of bacteria in our gut. A study published in the Journal of Functional Foods found that papaya's fiber content had a prebiotic effect on the gut microbiome, increasing the ratio of beneficial bacteria to harmful bacteria. In conclusion, did I say that right? Papaya's fiber content has prebiotic properties that can benefit our gut microbiome. By promoting the growth of beneficial bacteria and regulating the balance of bacteria in our gut, papaya can help maintain a healthy gut microbiome. So the next time you're looking for a fiber-rich snack, consider reaching for a juicy slice of papaya. This is from papayabenefits.com, which has a lot of information, okay? Now, I am learning so many things about papaya. In fact, I'm using the green papaya. And by the way, I just detected that I do have a male plant, because there's male, there's female, and there's hermaphrodite plants. Supposedly only the hermaphrodite gives fruit, but I'm questioning that because I have a lot of female fruits that apparently are not hermaphroditic. How do you say that? Some people say bisexual. That's funny. Anyway, so I'm not an expert in that, but I do find, like I said, with the fiber content, there's this information that doesn't, it's not in accordance to others. It's like not much coherency nor congruency. I mean that there's a lot of more research to be done, I would say. Excuse me. So anyway, I would say that papaya works better than any pill when it comes to digestive issues. If you're having trouble digesting something, just eat some papaya at the end, like a dessert. And it's one of those fruits that you can eat with anything, I would say. You know, the digestive enzyme that I mentioned before, papain, really helps body break down food. And even though here we only talk about plants, even when it comes to animal products, it's even used by chefs to tenderize the meats and everything. So you can imagine how powerful that papain is, okay? Obviously, it's really good to reduce, I would say eliminate inflammation in your body, and it's anti-cancer with antioxidants, like I said, with vitamin C, It's amazing. I saw the proportion. It's like it covers all your vitamin C for the day and the next day too. Beta carotene, which is the vitamin A precursor, and you know, for eyesight, zeaxanthin. Okay, remember that. Oh my gosh, how do you call it? Antioxidant. But yeah, it's an amazing one for having better eye health. Yeah. Okay, the seed, and this is from a reference that I might add in the show notes because it's kind of complicated. It's NCBI, NLMH, NIH, government, da, 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 an article. Anyway, the seed and the pulp of Carica papaya has been shown to treat more than 20 diseases, and studies have shown that it is bacteriostatic against common oral microorganisms. So a lot of tribes have used it for oral health, which is super interesting, okay? And I'm going to jump to organic facts, the health benefits of papaya, okay? I would say you don't need supplements. That's just my professional and personal opinion. I used to take like 10 supplements at a time. I'm not kidding. So I've been there, done that. And right now I really don't take supplements unless we consider foods as supplements, okay? So I would say, okay, papaya, just whole papaya is great. You don't need to filter it out nor take the fiber out. That would be, I would say, not very smart. Anyway, what am I missing here? Flavonoids, okay, are other phytonutrients like zeaxanthin. Okay, magnesium, some. I wouldn't say it's as high as in magnesium as, oh, I'm going to do an episode on that very soon. Like brown rice is much better, just like lentils. But anyway, when it comes to papaya, it's very low in calories. So if you're watching your weight, you want to lose weight, definitely include, you know, a serving has like 43 calories. And, you know, it's good for diabetics, which is amazing. Okay? So the antioxidant potential. Hi, my baby. Rika, what do you want, baby? You want papaya? I gave her papaya yesterday. By the way, it's really great for dogs. And when I feel like they're not digesting their foods that well, I give them some papaya. Thank God that I'm growing it. So most of the time I have some, and I always want to keep papaya. The green one that I didn't tell you about actually is used like a squash or like a cucumber. There's many ways to seed it, but basically you can just take the seeds off the out, and I'm preparing different types of sauerkraut with the green papaya because I have a tree that I don't know why it's only green papayas, okay? So I'm learning about green papayas, and they're even more nutritious than regular pink or orange papayas. So yeah, I'm giving that to the dogs, and I'm giving those probiotics to the dogs. So we have our natural probiotics, and also we have probiotics that we can make in a very cheap way because they're going to be more abundant. I've told you about, you know, even just buying some cabbage and multiplying those incredible microorganisms is way, way cheaper than any supplement that you might get at a store. And it's so much more abundant. I'll give you the proportion again at some point. I know I emailed it. I don't know by heart right now, but I'm going to continue. Okay, I already petted my dog. I love you, Rika. Okay, could you please wait so I can focus? Okay, I love you. Yet I got to focus here so I can make my podcast weekly, hopefully. I would love to make it daily, and it's been 2 weeks, so it's like, no, come on, let's get back to talking about the antioxidant potential of papaya. It says here, multiple studies show that fermented papaya, you see, they fermented. That's interesting because I'm talking about fermentation of the cabbage and of the green papaya. And with the seeds, without the seeds, I'm trying all the things, okay? Because we can eat the whole papaya, the leaves, the flowers even that I haven't talked about. It's just like magical. I would say those miracle fruits. Okay, so they have shown that the fermented papaya, which I haven't prepared yet, but it's very possible, it's like a sauerkraut of papaya, may help in reducing oxidative stress. This in turn helps in delaying aging, love that, rejuvenation, hello, managing type 2 diabetes and alleviating hypothyroidism. It has also been shown to help in fighting liver disease. And there's so many scientific references here from organic facts. In vivo research also shows that using unripe papaya in a regular diet may help in lowering the risk of cardiovascular diseases. You see? So whether you have the unripe or green one or the regular variety, I'm sure that it helps protect your heart and all your systems, okay? The immune system, your cardiovascular system, because this one says that papaya fruit extracts may help in boosting your immune system. Of course. Why wouldn't it? I mean, with the great fiber and other incredible nutrients. Wow, so good, so good. I'm looking at another table of nutritional content. So good. May aid in digestion. I would say absolutely aids in digestion. But, you know, as scientists, we say may do this. More research is needed. You know, that's like the default. But papaya is definitely a popular natural remedy for stomach disorders such as indigestion, irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, ulcers, and acidity. A study published in Neuroendocrinology Letters, found that papaya helped in maintaining a healthy digestive tract and relieving digestive problems. Papaya juice and the ripened form of papaya also aid in digestion. The fiber obtained from the fruit helps to increase bowel movements, says a study by a group of researchers from Austria. Improved bowel movements help ease the passage of stool, thereby reducing the effects of constipation. Awesome. Can you tell I'm excited? I know. And I also got some training already done. I made some videos as well. So, you know, I'm on a high right now. Yeah, because I'm getting into the night and I'm more active at night. So about the heart health, you already know. It says the seeds of papayas are good for keeping your heart healthy. Okay? Or good at keeping. Sometimes the way that things are written, it seems like a translation. So, I don't know what to say, but I mean, my apologies if this offends you, but yeah, the most powerful antioxidants I already told you about, right? A, C, and the E, the vitamin E also, of course, and they may help prevent atherosclerosis and other heart diseases. Yeah, they help in lowering the bad cholesterol that we're going to do research on because things are changing. And we don't necessarily refer the LDL as bad cholesterol. But okay, I understand the point, okay? So anti-inflammatory effects, because it reduces the inflammation in your whole body. And when it comes to another enzyme, it's called chymopapain. And I was looking for the pronunciation of papain, or P-A-P-A-I-N, it says Papine. Okay, we could say papine or pepane. Anyway, papine, or this is chymo or chemo papine. Okay, it helps lower the inflammation in different parts of the body, according to research published in Molecular Nutrition and Food Research. Yeah, imagine that. And it has an anti-inflammatory effect on many allergic conditions. It may reduce asthma. It's just so fascinating. The more I do research, the more benefits come up. So I would say, let's not ever forget that we can eat papaya. And don't get me started on the glycemic index, the GI index is quite low. So I'm not telling you to eat overripe bananas all the time, which are way sweeter. But if you eat papaya, even if it's really ripe, I think it helps maintain your blood sugar amazingly, not just because of the fiber, but because of its glycemic index. Anyway, it's all related, because obviously when a food is whole and has fiber, then the glycemic index is lower, which is another interesting topic for another day. And by the way, pretty soon I'll have some guests, and I'm announcing it because I already invited some, and that's going to be on my YouTube channel. I'll be right back. Papaya may help prevent macular degeneration. You know, you've heard of that. Hopefully it hasn't happened to you, but it is in my family, so I've got to take care of myself because it may result in blurred vision and sometimes blindness. According to a study published in the Archives of Ophthalmology, consuming fruits that are rich in carotenoids daily may lower the risk of age-related macular degeneration, ARMD. An antioxidant, you know, named beta-carotene, that gives papaya its orange color, just like carrots. Okay, they help improve eyesight due to the presence of beta-carotene. And specifically, papayas are also known to be effective in reducing the effect of macular degeneration. So there's a lot of information out there that we could be doing research on. And as I say, most fruits are really, really good at aiding us with antioxidant properties, rejuvenating properties, anti-inflammatory properties. But papaya is like the queen, seriously, and because of the vitamin A. That's interesting because they separate beta-carotene from vitamin A. Okay, we'd have to study that as well. Anyway, I told you about the oral uses to relieve toothache. That's been used, and there's research about that. It says there's a solution made from the papaya leaf latex that relieves the toothache. Could you imagine? I haven't tried that yet. When it comes to skincare, I'm really curious, and the other day I actually added some papaya peels to my skin. So yeah, not just in cosmetics, but you could also make a face mask. Oh, Halloween is coming up, so I'm thinking of masks as well. Yeah, but it's interesting because papain, you know, the enzyme I talked about, it kills the bad cells. This is interesting. This is from Organic Facts, and purifies the skin. The lycopene may reduce the wrinkle formation in postmenopausal women. A good facial massage using papaya is a fabulous remedy to remove dead cells. So that killing of cells, I'm not sure what they meant by that. I guess the bad cells, but you know, we're always removing cells every single day. That's part of our rejuvenation, regeneration. So I would definitely be using papaya more often. I can't tell you that I've had amazing benefits yet, but I am gonna keep trying it. You let me know as well, okay? You can always DM me. So the beneficial properties of papaya are endless. So I want to finish this in a few minutes and really remind you, keep trying it for yourself. I mean, even for people who, for women, right? For a menstruation, it may be helpful. But then it's also been used as a natural contraceptive. So maybe for fertility, papaya may not be the right thing. We always have to do research, you know, and also consult our gynecologist if they know about that. They produce heat in the body. That's interesting. And that is thought to stimulate estrogen in women. So that's interesting. Would it stimulate estrogen in men as well? That's another question. So I have more questions than answers for the most part, which makes it so interesting for me to be reading about this and doing more and more research. But okay, I'll leave you with this. You know, it helps you with the skin and digestion, and basically it reduces all the risks of any disease, like, you know, heart disease, cancer, diabetes. It's like you can stay away from even arthritis by consuming more papaya. It even helps you release stress. I mean, what more can I tell you? It's like it helps you lose weight. It's good for dogs. I told you that as well. And I'm reviewing to see if I missed anything. But, you know, remember, it's full of fiber, and the good fibers that are fermentable by our gut bacteria. So it also makes us be more full, okay? And it keeps us hydrated. So if we're more full, we have higher satiety, so that we are eating less. So papaya is amazing. I really, really recommend it. And sometimes I see an article that says risks or side effects. I don't see any risks nor any of that. It's like, it's all good. Seriously, it's like, what doesn't it help is my question. Okay? To prevent diseases, to prevent aging, to feel good. It tastes so good. You could use it in smoothies, in shakes. You could cut it up. You could use it for salads. I mean, I'm looking at medical news today. It says the same thing that I've been telling you. Basically, let's see if there's anything. Oh, for hair. Okay, because of vitamin A, okay, and collagen. Imagine all the vitamin C that we're consuming from papaya helps us have better collagen production. So it's not about drinking collagen from animal products. It's about consuming more vitamin C. Okay, that helps produce collagen in the body because after all, even if you have protein, whichever source, of course, I'm going to be advocating for all plant sources of protein, okay? And I eat lentils and I'm hungry already. I'm going to go have my delicious dinner with tons of lentils and orange. And then at the end, papaya. Did I say orange? I meant orange colored carrots, okay? Because I like adding shredded carrots to most of my foods lately, especially because I share food with my dogs and they love it and it's really good for their skin as well. So definitely papaya at the end. And let me check Dr. Axe's blog, which is really good. I congratulate him. He's so organized and I don't know, he guess he has a team, but I would say the benefits, he has it all in an infographic. So digestion, okay, strengthens the blood, the heart, fights viral infections. That's in, and so it's antiviral, it's antibacterial. Okay, and I found an article that's really good about this. So I'm going to be listing the references. And like I said, I'm going to be talking more about papaya here and there because you can enjoy something so good every single day and definitely get healthy. What more can I tell you? I mean, I can tell you that I've tried papaya and it makes me feel good. Yes, of course. Let's see if there's anything else. Oh, the treats intestinal parasites. Not just the papain, which is the enzyme, but also the seeds are used to basically eliminate parasites. So it's amazing. Anti-nematode, is that how you say it? And even for sore throat. Ah, it helps heal wounds here on Healthline. Yeah, so there's salves and creams that you can buy, but you could also use papaya directly. Okay, so you can use the papain as a natural remedy for skin ulcers, wounds, and other skin conditions. Okay, I'll leave you with my tips in general. Eat and drink mostly plant-based with lots of papaya, as you know. Towards vegan. Yes, you can be vegan if you want to, at least once a week. Why not? Move around more. Let's get physical and absolutely stay positive. Focus on what's going right. Let's be grateful for what we have, for what we have achieved, for what's going on. And know that we can't control most things, right? But we can focus on what we're doing and what we're thinking and therefore feeling that drives our actions and our results. And I would love to coach you if that's what you want. I have a lot of things to share with you, like a new landing page that I made on monicasancio.com right now, which is to invite you to a master class about getting your best body from the inside out. Okay? Because you taking care of yourself and you being at your best, guess what? Makes all the difference in the world. Love and light, kisses and hugs. Mwah! Till next time. Thank you.